Hello, this is Adrienne Obi, also known as Capricorn Tigress of Astrology, AlookInside.com, AstroNumerland.com, and PerceptiveGuidance.com. And I'm doing something a little bit different. I'm doing 2024 Manifestation Light Code card readings. I'm doing these for all 12 signs, and I'm currently on the sign of Aries. And so Aries, we're going to be pulling out some manifestation cards and for you, and they're going to give me intuitively the direction, or at least an idea of how things might be going for you in the year of 2024. Now, I want to let you know that these are intuitive readings, and how I do it is I kind of close my eyes, run my hands over the cards, and the cards that give me the most light or give me light, I know are the ones that are being indicated to be read to you. Okay, so let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to start from the bottom, and we're going to go ahead and see what cards we have for the sign of Aries. Let's see if I get any messages here. I did right away. Celebration, right? Celebration. It the light of it came to my right away, and I just sense that some Aries are going to be celebrating, maybe not this week, but perhaps next week, because we're about to move into Aquarius season, and Aquarius is a sign that sextiles the sign of Aries. So it makes sense. And look at this photo. I just realized that it's got fire. Like, you're Aries, the fire sign, and you just got like a very fiery card. And I'm thinking too, because it looks like love, I wonder if they use fire to maybe even represent something like Aries or Leo, both fire signs, because I just sense that vibe of Aries and Leo. I don't know if some Aries are actually in anything with a Leo, if there are Aries maybe romantically tied to Leo. I also am sensing children. I don't know why, because I just got the vibe. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm just giving you what I'm vibing here. For some Aries, I do sensing that there could be children in the future. That could be part of what that celebration is. I mean, there is definitely like what I consider to be fiery love. That's what it feels like, just based on the image here. So I just be aware of that. There is celebration coming. Definitely, I'm thinking around the Super Bowl or that week after. I'm just sensing that's my first vibe for 2024. Let's just see what else we got here for the sign of Aries. Just looking to see what light comes to me. And let's see here. There's something really bright here. Adventure. You know, it's funny to have celebration and then an adventure. It almost feels like you might even be going out somewhere. I mean, whatever it is, the celebration, it does. It felt like an adventure from the beginning, but the fact that my hand landed on adventure makes me feel like this could have something to do with some type of adventure, maybe something you weren't even expecting. But also look at this. It's like a lone wolf. I can't help but miss that. I'm just sensing things like camping and hiking and stuff like that. Now, hopefully, you know, this would be, I would think, after or during Aquarius season, or maybe after. But I just feel like, because Aries is such an independent sign, and we are going into the sign of Aquarius, you know, astrologically, I just sense that many Aries are going to be lone wolves. And that's okay. I mean, the Emperor in tarot is Aries, right? Aries are leaders. You are the leader of the pack. You do set the pace. You are not a follower. And maybe that is part of what this adventure, this message is, since I'm sensing this lone wolf that's out there howling in the middle of nature, right? So I'm sensing that, but even when you go on your own separate way, your own separate path. You are the lone wolf. You might run in a pack, but this is a lone wolf here. I still sense that you're going to be successful. There is still celebration. So that's a good vibe. Let's see what other card I might get here. Anything down here? Let me just make sure. What we've got here, just check here. It's here. Okay, so stop. I got stopped again. Another sign got stopped, but I guess celebration, adventure, stop. You know, the funny thing is, it might be telling you, Aries, to slow down and stop and celebrate and have an adventure. Like some Aries are going so fast, almost at breakneck speed toward whatever goal or thing that they're pursuing. And I just sense that maybe this is saying, wait a minute, stop. Take time to celebrate. Take time to have fun. Take time to have adventure. And that could be your message, Aries, is to do that. And I think if you do that, especially during Aquarius season, it's going to be really beneficial to you. Because I feel like right now, and during Capricorn season, you probably have been really pursuing your career because all the emphasis is, you know, up in the 10th house. And I don't know if it's been good because it's Capricorn, right? So you might have been working really hard, maybe having some issues at work or with your boss. And it's just time to stop and celebrate and enjoy the adventure of life. And I really think that's really what this message is. And, you know, for 2024, I just hope that you follow that advice, that you celebrate everything, all your wins, all that you've accomplished. And you have an adventure. You make the best of it. You know, go out and do things and be a part of life. And you might have to stop working to do that. You know, if this is about work, you might have to stop working to have your fun and celebration and your adventure. So that's a message I got for you, Aries. I hope this resonates with some Aries out there. Much love to you.